This is New England Public Radio News. This week saw the release of a national report that ranks counties on their health, and it again contains tough news for some in western Massachusetts. Kate Conkle works with the County Health Rankings and Roadmap Project. She talked to New England Public Radio's Carrie Healy and began by explaining what they measure to determine health.
So the county health rankings show us both that where we live matters to our health, and it also kind of broadens the definition. When people think about health, we often think about health care. We often think about things like diet and exercise, being tobacco-free, those kinds of healthy behaviors. We really also, though, take a look at the other factors that we know really impact health, so things like income, housing, transportation. We know those are all really important when we think about how healthy a community and the people in that community will be.
So last year, Hampden County was ranked last in both measures for outcomes and health factors. And this year, it has also come in last of all the counties in Massachusetts. What does that mean?
Well, I think an important thing to think about is that rankings are relative. So counties sometimes move up and down a few spots year to year and sometimes kind of stay where they are year to year. And we know, though, that your rank depends not just on how well you're doing as a county, but how well others are doing compared to you. So you might be seeing gains. Other counties might be seeing similar gains, and you don't move a spot in the ranks. So we always say, look beyond the ranks, look at the data and see how things are going locally. So some good news that I see for Hampden County is that while they still are last in Massachusetts, when we look at their trend graph, so how things have been going over the last 15 years for length of life measure, we see that people are living longer, that the premature death rate is coming down. And that's a good sign. We want to see that moving in that direction.
One measure in Hampden County that is listed but has not been used in factoring into the rankings pops out at me, and that's disconnected youth. Statewide, the number is 10%. Top 10% of the states across the country is 9%, and Hampden County has a 16% measure in disconnected youth. What does that mean for a certain sector of the population here?
So this is a new measure this year, and it looks at young people between the ages of 16 and 24 who are not in school and don't have a job. It's a critical stage in an individual's journey towards independence and self-sufficiency and civic engagement in adulthood. And we know that youth who don't have the opportunities to be in school or to be on a career path, that this is untapped potential to really strengthen both that individual but also the social and economic vibrancy of community.
So if a county, for instance, isn't really healthy on paper in the health rankings, what can a person do who lives in that county? Is it going to actually affect one's own personal health?
It can. So we know that, you know, obviously people have some responsibility in terms of how healthy they are, but we also know that where people live really does impact how healthy they can be. We think about the opportunities that people have to be healthy. So education and income are strongly connected to health. So if people live in an area that have good schools and where kids are staying in school and going on to further education, whether that's, you know, a trade school or college, we know that they are more likely to be healthy down the road. If people live in neighborhoods that have access to healthy foods and they have enough income to purchase those healthy foods, then we know that also has an impact. So where you live really can impact the opportunities you have to be healthy.
Kate Conkle is with the County Health Rankings and Roadmap Project. We've posted a link to the study at NEPR.net, including some maps that show how each county in the state stacked up. This is New England Public Radio News.